재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about 정월 대보름 today. Wondering what you guys ate? Did you bite into any nuts, break them with your teeth? 오늘 정월 대보름 날인데 부름깨기 혹시 해보셨나요? 샵 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원, 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 기사 제목이 이렇습니다. 김치, 비빔밥 안 돼! 오곡밥, 부럼깨기 해야 선조들의 이유 있는 정월 대보름. No 김치, no 비빔밥. You should eat 5-grain rice and break nuts. Ancestors give a reason for having 정월 대보름. 안 돼! 라고 하면 No! Don't do it! 인데요. Talking about 부럼깨기. We're breaking nuts with our teeth. So that could be walnuts, peanuts, and ginkgo nuts, all these different things. And these are advices given to us from our 선조들, our ancestors. 다 이유가 있다고 합니다. All have a reason for doing this. So 정월 대보름 is the 15th of the new year, according to the lunar calendar. And that's why our answer to our quiz was 1월 15일, 그쵸? January 15th on the lunar calendar. It's called 정월 대보름. So Korean ancestors at this time would pray for the health of the year with special food and customs and traditions on the first full moon of the year. And so at this time, we would eat 오곡밥, which is a 5-grain rice. It had glutinous rice, it had red beans, millet, so many different types. 찹쌀, 조, 수수, 팥콩. 다 있다고 하는데요. And of course, it would vary slightly from region to region. At this time, ancestors would eat 오곡밥, pray for the success of their agriculture, the farming for that year. You know, wished for a year of peace, without any bad luck, good weather as well. And one of the most popular customs of this time was 부럼깨기. 참 그때 이가 튼튼했나 봐요. You know, you would bite into walnuts and peanuts, pine nuts with your teeth. And according to the 동국 세식이, the book written in the Joseon Dynasty to introduce the folk culture, the 부럼깨기 is a way to strengthen your teeth, biting into raw chestnuts, walnuts, and, you know, all these different types of 견과류, and pray to be safe and free from all the trouble to come during the year. There is also an ear-brightening liquor. 그러니까 진짜 literally translated to 귀 밝아 or 발기술이라고 하는데요. You would drink cold soju or rice wine, the cheongju, in the morning before breakfast. And ancestors believe that drinking that type of alcohol, the cold wine or soju, would kind of give you a clear mind on the day of 정월 대보름, prevent any ear problems, and that would mean that you would hear a lot of great news for the upcoming year as well. So there are also things that you should not do on 정월 대보름, which is not to drink cold water, just cold alcohol, but not cold water, not to sweep the backyard in the morning, not to go walk around barefoot, or not even brush your hair. They also believe that if you eat 백김치, which is white kimchi, your hair would also turn white. Now, this could be superstition, but also, I don't know, 무시할 수도 없는 것 같아요. 다 이유가 있겠죠? People thought eating kimchi on 정월 대보름 will cause skin diseases, so they would try not to eat kimchi and didn't even use 고춧가루, the powdered pepper, on that day. So mixing rice with other food was also believed to cause a lot of weeds in their farm, so people didn't even eat 비빔밥 on 정월 대보름. So that is what our headline says. No kimchi or 비빔밥, only 5-grain rice. And of course, break some nuts with your teeth. Getting in some messages. 7674님께서는 정월 15세 1월 15일입니다. 좀 전에 나무도마 위에 호두 올려놓고 망치로 부럼깨기 했네요. 초딩 아들 시켰더니 아작 내버렸네요. 부럼깼으니 아끼는 다 물러갔을 겁니다. 라고 보내주셨는데요. 그쵸? All the evil spirits have left since you did the 부럼 깨기, the crashing, the cracking of the nuts. 8425님께서는 음력 1월 15일 보름달이 뜨지요 라고 보냈습니다. That was from 4820. 5518님께서는 음력 1월 15일이에요. 한국어 천재 너무 좋아요 라고 보냈습니다. Thank you for listening. 6143님께서는 1월 15일이 오늘입니다. 소원 빌어요. 달님이 다 들어줄 겁니다. 라고 보냈는데요. 그쵸? 정월 대보리만큼 you gotta, you know, wish to the moon for all your wishes to come true. 6848님께서는 안녕하세요. 반가워요. 예전에 이른 아침에 들었었어요. 음력 1월 15일이라고 보냈는데요. If our listeners don't know, we also have our rerun that is also in the 이른 아침 at 5 a.m. as well. So if you guys wake up that early, you can also tune into 한국어 천재 in the morning. 4214님께서는 1월 15일입니다. 커피 쿠폰 되나요? Please! 라고 보내주셨는데요. Maybe next time. 5691님께서는 1월 15일입니다. Please pick me. I'm so thirsty. 라고 보내주셨는데요. 목마르면 물 마시면 좋은데 그래도 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 마지막으로 6848님. 전 60대 중반인데 부족하지만 영어가 좋아서 그냥 듣고 있어요. 라고 보내주셨습니다. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully you can learn a little bit more English as I learn a little bit more Korean as well. Stick with us. We still have a great show. Part 2 coming up in just a bit. We'll leave you guys with the song Infinite. 함께.